Hey everyone, welcome back. We're diving into something pretty relevant today, especially if you happen to call Astoria, Queens home. We're talking mortgage refinancing, and we're using a great article as our springboard for
Oh
this.
yeah, this one's from Jet Direct Mortgage Round.
Yeah, it's called Astoria, Queens Mortgage Refinancing: Top 5 Tips in 2025. But we're not stopping at just the tips.
No, wait, we got to ground this in what's actually happening in Astoria's real estate scene right now. Make it real for folk.
Exactly. So our mission today is to break down what refinancing means specifically for Astoria homeowners in this current market. Give everyone some actionable insights they can use. But before we even get there, let's set the scene a bit. What's been going on in Astoria real estate lately?
Yeah, give us the lay of the land.
So recent data shows that this past February 2025, the median home sale price in Astoria hit a pretty substantial $950,000.
Whoa, that's a hefty price tag.
It is, and it's actually a 5.7% jump from the same time last year. On top of that, homes are only staying on the market for an average of 67 days. So still a competitive market out there.
Definitely sounds like a seller's market. So, in that kind of environment, where does refinancing come in? Like, why would someone in Astoria even consider it?
That's the million-dollar question, or should I say the $950,000 question, given those prices. For anyone new to this, mortgage refinancing basically means swapping out your current home loan for a brand new one.
Gotcha. Like a trade-up, but for your mortgage. So, what are the reasons someone would go through that hassle?
The article lays out a bunch of good reasons. A big one, of course, is snagging a lower interest rate.
Yeah, that's the classic refinance move, right? Lower your monthly payments.
Exactly. And over the life of your loan, those savings add up big time, especially with those Astoria home prices we were talking about. Even a small dip in your interest rate could free up some serious cash each month.
For sure, money you could use for other stuff, investments, or even just peace of mind. But it's not always about the rate itself, right? Some people might want to change their monthly payments for other reasons.
Absolutely. Maybe someone wants to lower their payments to free up cash flow, even if it means extending the loan term a bit.
True, but there's a trade-off there, right? Longer term usually means paying more interest overall. Got to weigh the short-term gain with the long-term cost.
Couldn't agree more. It's all about finding that balance. Then you have people who want to shorten their loan term, go from a 30-year mortgage to a 15-year one.
Yeah, they'd pay it off faster and save a ton on interest in the long run, but those monthly payments would probably jump up a bit.
For sure. But maybe someone in Astoria's gotten a raise or their financial situation's changed and they're ready to tackle that. Another reason to refinance is to ditch an adjustable rate mortgage, those ARMs, and switch to a fixed rate mortgage, an FRM.
Oh, yeah. I can see why that would be appealing in a market where interest rates could go up. It's like locking in some stability, knowing your payments won't suddenly spike.
Right. And in a place like Astoria, where homeownership is a big deal, that peace of mind is worth a lot. Now, there's also the option of tapping into your home equity.
Ah, cash out refinancing. That's where you borrow more than you owe and get the difference in cash, right?
Precisely. And a lot of people use that to consolidate high interest debt, like credit card balances or personal loans. Basically, roll it all into your mortgage at a potentially lower interest rate.
Makes sense. Simplify your finances and hopefully save some money on interest. I bet that's popular with people who maybe bought their homes when interest rates were higher and now they can capitalize on lower rates.
Exactly. And speaking of lower rates, another perk of refinancing, especially if your home value's gone up, is that you might be able to get rid of private mortgage insurance. That's PMI.
Ah, yeah, I remember those premiums. Not fun. So, if your equity is high enough, refinancing can help you ditch those extra costs.
You got it. And lastly, the article reminds us that refinancing lets you shop around for a different lender, maybe one that's more in tune with the Queens market, like, Jet Direct Mortgage.
So, it's not just about the loan itself, but the whole lending relationship. Makes sense to find someone who understands your needs and the local market dynamics. Okay, so we've covered why someone might refinance, but when's the best time to actually pull the trigger?
Well, the article gives us a few clues. Obviously, if interest rates have dropped significantly since you got your original mortgage, that's a big green light.
Yeah, lock in those lower rates, save some money. That's the classic refinance trigger. But what else should Astoria homeowners be looking out for?
Considering how much home values have risen in Astoria, if your property's worth a lot more now, you might qualify for better loan terms or even be able to do a cash-out refinance that wasn't an option before.
Makes sense. More equity gives you more leverage.
Exactly. Now, if your main goal is just to ease up your monthly budget, refinancing could be a good move, either by getting a lower interest rate or by extending your loan term a bit.
True. And if you're stuck with an ARM and worried about rates going up, refinancing to a fixed-rate mortgage can really ease that anxiety.
Definitely. And if you're in a good financial spot and want to pay off your mortgage faster, refinancing to a shorter-term loan can make that happen.
Makes sense. What about folks who need a chunk of cash for a big project?
Yeah, like major home improvements, maybe that dream kitchen renovation in their Astoria brownstone, or if they need to consolidate debt, a cash-out refinance could be the answer. And then there's the situation where you're just unhappy with your current lender.
Like they're not communicative, or you think you can get a better deal elsewhere, refinancing lets you switch things up.
Exactly. So it really comes down to a mix of market factors and your personal financial goals. Now, let's flip the script. When might refinancing not be a good idea?
Yeah, when's it a red flag?
Well, the most obvious reason is if current interest rates are actually higher than what you're paying now. Refinancing then would probably mean higher monthly payments, and that's usually not what people want.
Right, unless, like we said before, the stability of switching from an ARM to a fixed rate outweighs a slightly higher rate.
Good point. Another thing is, if you're thinking of selling your Astoria home soon, say in the next year or two, refinancing might not be worth the closing costs. You probably wouldn't be in the home long enough to make up for those expenses.
Yeah, I got to factor in that break-even point. It's not just a free switch. What about the equity situation? Does that play a role?
Definitely. If your home's value has dropped or you haven't built up much equity, you might still have to pay PMI even with a new loan. And those added costs can eat into the benefits of refinancing. Same thing if your credit score has gone down since you got your first mortgage. You might not qualify for the best interest rates, which makes refinancing less appealing.
So keeping your credit healthy is super important.
Absolutely. And speaking of costs, if you can't afford the closing costs of a refinance or your debt-to-income ratio is already high, you might not even get approved for a new mortgage. One more thing. Always check your current mortgage for any prepayment penalties. Some loans charge you a fee if you pay them off early, including through refinancing.
So many things to consider. Okay, but let's move on to some practical advice. The article gives us 5 tips for a smooth and successful refinancing experience in Astoria. What's the first one?
Tip number 1 is all about staying on top of interest rates. Keep an eye on the trends and try to refinance when rates are significantly lower than your current rate. Also, think carefully about whether a fixed rate or adjustable rate mortgage makes more sense for your financial goals and your comfort level with risk.
So it's not just about chasing the lowest rate, but making sure the type of loan aligns with your long-term plan.
Exactly. Tip number 2 is a golden rule of finance. Boost your credit score before you even apply. A higher score means lower risk for lenders, which usually translates to better terms and lower interest rates.
It's like building up your financial reputation.
Totally. Pay down your debts, make sure all your bills are paid on time, and try not to open any new credit accounts right before you apply.
The article mentions some credit score benchmarks for refinancing, right? What are those again?
Yeah, for a conventional refinance, most lenders want to see a credit score of at least 620. But to get the most competitive rates, aim for 700 or higher. For FHA refinances, which are backed by the government, they might be a bit more lenient and accept scores between 580 and 620. Jumbo loans, those big mortgages, usually have the toughest credit requirements, often needing scores in the 700 to 720 range.
So different loans, different standards. What's tip number 3?
Tip number 3 is about knowing your home's worth. Remember that median sale price of $950,000 we talked about in Astoria? Well, having a realistic estimate of your property's market value is super important. That number affects how much you can borrow, the interest rate you'll get, and whether you can ditch that PMI.
So online valuation tools can give you a rough idea, but a professional appraisal is usually the way to go.
Absolutely. And appraisal is often required anyway during the refinancing process, and it gives you the most accurate picture. Tip number 4 is all about setting a goal.
You mean, why are you even refinancing in the first place?
Exactly. What are you trying to achieve? Lower monthly payments, shorter loan term, cash out, or switch to a fixed rate mortgage? Knowing your why helps you choose the right loan options and make sure the refinance actually aligns with your needs.
Makes sense. Don't jump in without a plan. What's the last tip?
Last but not least, choose the right lender. The article specifically mentions Jet Direct Mortgage, highlighting the importance of working with a lender who offers competitive rates, clear terms, and expert guidance that's tailored to you in the Astoria market.
Someone who knows the local scene can be a huge help. Now, onto those FAQs the article covers. Let's talk home equity. How much do you typically need to refinance?
Well, for a conventional refinance, most lenders prefer you to have at least 20% equity in your home to get the best rates and terms. But for government-backed programs like FHA and VA loans, the requirements might be more flexible.
And what about cash-out refinancing? I imagine the equity requirement's a bit higher there.
You're right. Lenders usually want to see more equity, somewhere between 20% and 30%, because it's a bit riskier for them. Another common question, and we've touched on this, is about credit scores. What score do you need to refinance?
Yeah, it's a big one. Everyone's always worried about their credit.
And it does vary depending on the loan and the lender. But as a rule of thumb, for conventional refinances, aim for a credit score of 620 or higher. For better rates, shoot for 700 or above. FHA refinances might work with scores between 580 and 620, while jumbo loans usually require scores in the 700s.
So credit health is crucial, as always. Another practical thing people want to know is, how long does the whole refinancing process actually take?
Good question. The article says it usually takes about 30 to 60 days from application to closing. But it can vary depending on the lender's processing time, the appraisal, how quickly you provide documents, and things like that. Conventional refinances sometimes close faster than jumbo loans or cash-out refinances, which are more complex.
So factor in at least a month or two. It's not an overnight thing.
Definitely not. Now, a lot of Astoria homeowners are probably wondering, can you refinance if your home value's gone up?
Yeah, especially with the market being so hot.
The answer is a resounding yes. And it can actually be a huge advantage. More equity can get you better loan terms, maybe even a lower interest rate. And you might be able to say goodbye to PMI if you've hit that 20% equity mark. Plus, it opens up the possibility of a cash-out refinance.
So rising home values can work in your favor when it comes to refinancing. Okay, last FAQ. What about the impact on your credit score? Does refinancing hurt your credit?
The article explains that there might be a small temporary dip in your score when you refinance. This is mainly because the new lender does a hard credit check and your old mortgage account gets closed.
So there's a little blip, but it's not a long-term thing.
Exactly. As long as you make your payments on time with your new mortgage, your score will bounce back and could even get better over time. Plus, if refinancing helps you lower your monthly debt payments or consolidate high-interest debt, that can actually help your credit utilization ratio, which is a big factor in your overall credit health.
So it's all about managing it wisely.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So to wrap up our deep dive into mortgage refinancing in Astoria, Queens, based on the info from Jet Direct Mortgage, it's clear that refinancing can be a really powerful tool for homeowners, especially in this market with home values being so strong. But it's not a decision to make lightly.
Lots of variables to think about.
For sure. It all comes down to understanding your own financial goals, looking at the market conditions, and doing your homework. What works for one person in Astoria might not be right for someone else.
It's all about finding that perfect fit.
Couldn't agree more. So as you mull over all these factors, here's a final thought. Astoria's real estate market is constantly changing, and so is the broader economy. What are some unexpected things that might influence your refinancing decisions in the coming months? Things beyond just interest rates.
Yeah, like changes in your own financial situation, maybe local development projects that affect property values, or even bigger economic trends. Thinking about those wider influences, along with all the practical tips we discussed, can help you make a truly informed decision.
Absolutely. Refinancing's not just about the numbers. It's about your overall financial well-being.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Thanks for joining us for another deep dive. We'll catch you next time.